Four in five Illinois state legislators say they are vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to a new WBEZ survey of all 177 state House and Senate members who serve in Springfield. The remaining 20% would not answer the question. This comes as COVID cases are rapidly on the rise and new mask and vaccination requirements have started in the state. WBEZ's Tony Arnold reports.
State Senator Jill Tracy says when she got COVID last year, she was doing the right things and being careful and still doesn't know how she got it. Tracy describes her symptoms as fairly mild, but she did experience long-term effects, like for months, just not having her energy levels back to where they were. It was enough for her to want to get the vaccine when it became available, which she did.
I'd much rather have had the vaccine than had COVID because it's a very scary 2 weeks of not knowing what the next day is going to bring.
Tracy is a downstate Republican. She represents the Mississippi River town of Quincy in the state Senate. And like most of Illinois, the region is now considered an area of high transmission of COVID as the Delta variant has spread quickly. And right now, in her home county, by being vaccinated, Tracy is in the minority. 41% of Adams County is fully vaccinated, according to data from the state. And in her region, that's high.
I do know downstate people are suspicious. I just ask them to visit with their medical professionals they trust.
But even though she's in the minority at home, among her Republican colleagues in Springfield, Tracy is squarely in the majority. Two-thirds of House and Senate Republicans told WBEZ they are vaccinated. A couple work in healthcare when not in Springfield, and they wanted the vaccine to be around patients. Some bragged about vaccine clinics they helped hold in their districts. But then there's a gap for the remaining third of the state House Republicans. That group did not answer WBEZ's survey. A few of those have held vaccine events in their districts over the past several months, but they aren't willing to share whether they themselves have gotten the vaccine, even at a time when mandates are becoming more prevalent. A few wrote to say it's a personal health decision and none of the public's or the media's business. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins, and he argues that everyone, especially public officials, are responsible for stopping this pandemic by getting vaccinated and by telling others they've done so.
I think people need to get more comfortable with talking about their vaccination status because we are in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And I think that we cannot hold back the vaccinated because of what the unvaccinated are doing.
Only one lawmaker told WBEZ he is not vaccinated. GOP State Representative Dan Calkins of Decatur wrote that he probably would get it. Calkins did not respond to requests for comment. And one other Republican lawmaker, State Senator Darren Bailey, is running for Illinois governor. Now, Bailey would not answer WBEZ's survey, but recently said he is not vaccinated at a forum for Republican candidates for governor. He also criticized WCIA reporter Mark Maxwell for asking him the question.
Why should I answer? So if I'm vaccinated, that's good, and if I'm not, that's bad? No. No, that's not right, Mark. That's wrong.
Some Democrats were not keen on going back to the state house knowing not everyone is vaccinated. State Representative Marcus Evans represents parts of Chicago's south side and south suburbs.
That person is okay with putting my family at risk, and I think it's terrible, and I want to say bad things to him. But that's not productive. I want to continue to be positive because we're all in this together. Someone's cough could kill my whole family.
Evans is vaccinated. He got the vaccine because he's a cancer survivor and he didn't want to risk passing the virus on to elderly members of his family. Evans is one of 114 Democrats in the General Assembly. The vast majority say they are vaccinated. Every Senate Democrat said they are vaccinated, 100% of them. But eight of Evans's House Democratic colleagues did not answer WBEZ's questions. And of those, most represent portions of the state with large black populations where the vaccine rates are fairly low. Data show 36% of black people are fully vaccinated in the city of Chicago. Evans says the country has a history of harming black people, whether it be not offering black men with syphilis the treatment in the Tuskegee experiments, or black women dying in hospitals at a higher rate than other races.
If you're black, you have reasons to not trust, the government, white establishment, right?
Evans is trying to build that trust and get more of his black constituents vaccinated. He's found that it's not effective to convince people to get the vaccine, whether they be his colleagues in Springfield or his constituents, by putting them down or attacking them. What's working better is trying to talk more about his own health decisions, knocking on doors and being open with the public that he got the vaccine. And if it can work with people in his community, maybe it can work with his colleagues too. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.
Now let's turn to some analysis on the results of the survey. Joining me is WBEZ's other state politics reporter, Dave McKinney, who co-reported the story with Tony. There have been some developments in the story, which we'll get to in a moment. But Dave, tell us first what prompted you guys to start asking these questions in the first place.
Well, I mean, the state, Melba, is trying to get beyond 60% of the eligible population to be fully vaccinated. We're not quite there yet. And it seems that the vaccination rates have been fairly stagnant lately, even though the Delta variant, it's causing a spike in cases and hospitalizations, as we've seen across Illinois. And what Tony and I wanted to do was get a sense from the very people who can write policy to understand what kind of example is being set by Illinois' elected officials. And what we found is that, by and large, most lawmakers are vaccinated and willing to share that publicly. But there's a handful, though, who won't do that. And that development that you mentioned in the intro there, after the story went live this morning, we've had three House Democrats who had not responded up until this point who told us that they have been vaccinated. So the number is edging up slightly.
And Dave, I want to ask you, what's the conclusion you can draw here? When most lawmakers are saying they're vaccinated, they're willing to share that. Some, however, don't share that. What are you drawing from that?
Well, I mean, to me, the main takeaway is that the same people in the legislature who aren't being upfront about their vaccination statuses, they're also seeing their districts blowing up with COVID right now. Part of the reason for that is that those districts, in some cases, are severely under-vaccinated, and they're lagging far behind what the state average is. For vaccinated people watching these cases rise across the state, the real question really is, what are the representatives doing to help the cause or to help their own districts?
And Dave, what did you hear about where vaccination trends are going? Did the legislators you talked to for this story think there's a way to get more people vaccinated?
One thing we're watching, Melba, is will there be public vaccine mandates? We spoke with Democratic State Representative Mike Zaleski, who's vaccinated. He led the passage of a law that lets bars give vaccinated people a free drink, but he says those types of incentives really haven't moved the needle much.
There's almost going to be a drafting of people having to get the vaccines to be operative in any congregate setting, whether it's the Illinois General Assembly working in the House floor or the going to the grocery store, going to the movie theater, going to a restaurant.
And last week, Pritzker announced a mandate for state employees who work in prisons and long-term care facilities that the state runs. The union's pushing back on that mandate. There's also a sense that more of the private sector is requiring proof of vaccination. So while there are lawmakers who are refusing to tell us if they're vaccinated, there's a real world out there where they may have to get more comfortable sharing their status. The ground's starting to shift on them.
That's WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter, Dave McKinney. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thanks, Melba.
This is WBEZ.